Welcome to the summer of the employed teenager. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Apple is getting into the buy now, pay later business, where customers can buy something, then pay for it over a few installments. Apple would instantly become a powerful player, even among the banks and startup firms that do this already. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, the new service is coming in Apple's next operating system, iOS 16. That'll be out this fall. Apple's calling it Apple Pay Later. It's going to be built into the wallet app as opposed to using a separate app from a company like Affirm or PayPal. Apple says users can split up payments for purchases into four equal installments spread over 6 weeks, no interest and almost no fees. And this is going to be available anywhere you can use Apple Pay for purchases. So that's a lot of places. This is a significant entry into the buy now, pay later space.
So the competition is probably saying, oh no, with Apple now in the mix.
Well, on one level, they're used to the competition. American Express, Citi, Barclays, they're all offering installment plans. So they've gotten into the game too. On the other side of it, Affirm is now among the upstarts offering virtual credit cards that can be used in stores. So the competition is heating up in this space. And at the same time, though, there's evidence consumers are pulling back somewhat from this kind of debt or not making all their payments. Affirm stock has lost 75% of its value this year. PayPal's down 55%.
And remind me, buy now, pay later is not about interest rates or getting into hawk as long as you really do pay when you say.
Right. So the way these companies are making money is by charging the merchants. So a store might pay 3% for its customers to be able to use Affirm, and merchants are willing to pay that fee because it turns out people will splurge more if they don't have to pay everything up front.
All right, Nova, thank you. The 10-year interest rate is above 3% this morning for the first time in a month, 3.02%. S&P futures are down 0.6%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.8%. Now, this is that moment when the guy came on the radio and said that hiring for teenagers is the best it has been in 70 years, 70 years. Teen unemployment is the lowest since the early 1950s. Businesses really need them. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
The staff at Harrell's Ice Cream in Northampton, Massachusetts, has always skewed young, mostly people who have just graduated from college. But owner Judy Harrell says these days,
our staff has become younger.
She's had to hire more high school and college students. And in some ways, she's fine with it. She needs workers, after all. And she says teens are often eager to learn. But they're also teenagers.
No, you really do have to be here on time. Or no, you really can't do that. That's not appropriate. Or, you know, there's a lot of teaching involved with the younger kids. They don't have the life experience.
Life experience or not, more teens are gaining work experience. In fact, teen employment is the highest it's been since before the Great Recession. Matt Notowa-Digdo is a labor economist at the University of Chicago. He thinks the biggest reason younger people are working again is rising pay.
You're sitting in class in a community college and you see all your friends getting really high-paying jobs. And you think, why do I want to be sitting in the classroom? I should go out and work right now.
College enrollment is down more than a million students since the beginning of the pandemic, according to the National Student Clearinghouse. And community colleges make up more than 60% of the decline.
Obviously, it depends on the student, but I'm nervous that a lot of them might not be making the right longer-term decision.
But in the short term, the trend is keeping businesses happy. Fred Pfeiffer is the store director at Dorothy Lane Market, a chain of three grocery stores in Dayton, Ohio. At one point this year, he had 30 job openings. Now he's almost fully staffed, though some of the new workers are young, too young to use equipment like deli slicers.
We have some in our meat department just waiting on the counter. So we have found ways to utilize the under 18s to help us get through this crunch.
This crunch, for now, because most business owners, like Judy Harrell in Massachusetts, expect to lose many workers who are in school once fall comes.
So I'll be hiring again in the beginning of August if anybody hears this.
She hopes by then the whole worker shortage thing will have worked itself out. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Later this week, shareholders of Spirit Airlines will vote on whether to merge with another low-cost carrier, Frontier, or another life path entirely, pursue a rival bid from JetBlue, which has been sweetening its offer. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
JetBlue has spent the last 2 months wooing Spirit shareholders. On Monday, its CEO, Robin Hayes, set his sights on the airline's workers, too.
We will warmly welcome Spirit's 10,000-plus team members into JetBlue if given the opportunity.
JetBlue is promising more jobs, better pay, and no furloughs. Meanwhile, the airline is upping the fee it would pay Spirit to $350 million if regulators don't approve a merger, says Henry Hardevelt with Atmosphere Research Group.
It's an insurance policy for Spirit Airlines shareholders.
JetBlue has already been under federal regulatory scrutiny for a partnership with American Airlines, according to Skift Airline Weekly editor Madhu Unnikrishnan.
Spirit's board has contended throughout this process that because JetBlue is already under the regulatory microscope, its merger offer has little chance of success.
A merger with Spirit, whether with JetBlue or Frontier, would create the nation's fifth largest airline. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And if you were offered an extra day off every week in return for you getting at least as much done as you normally do, you'd take the day off, but would you really, really buckle down and jam it all into the 4 days? Now, you probe your inner psyche on this question for a moment while I mention they're testing this in Britain on a large scale. 3,300 workers pay the same, 20% fewer hours, 70 companies across industries. Several nonprofit groups organized this with the results to be studied by academic researchers in the U.S. and Britain. I remember reporting a couple years ago when Iceland experimented with this using government workers. They did get it all done, and people were significantly healthier and happier. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.